Welcome to Seth Bardman on Podcast, from startup to stock exchange.
We're at Jeff Ramson's world headquarters here, and I'm with a very special guest, friend, client. I've got Gary and James from Alpha Point, ticker symbol APPO.
APPO.
APPO. And I think the thing that I'd like to start with that a lot of our audience always appreciates is sort of the journey, what it took to get to be a publicly traded company. A lot of people always have that decision, do we do a reverse merger, do we do an S1? You opted for the S1 route. And you hear about a lot of nightmares sometimes, but it seems like you've made it to the other side with a pretty successful story. How did you decide to go that route, and what's it been like since you've, you know, gotten the ticker symbol, got the TC eligibility, and arrived alive at the other side of the road?
Yeah. Well, thanks for meeting with us today in Jeff Ramson's world headquarters here in Midtown, New York. it's been a journey. Prior to Alpha Point, I ran a publicly traded company, knew the benefits of being publicly traded, being able to utilize the capital markets and create awareness around meaningful milestones. So when we invested in Alpha Point Technology, we decided to take it public in a more traditional route, and that was through the S1. It wasn't a timing issue. It wasn't a capital issue for us. We took it through the S1, and then after about 10 or 12 months, which is the process, you go through FINRA, and you go through DTC, and if you make it out alive, you're a public company. And we did, and through the process, we were building out an application, an enterprise software application that tracked data center assets. So for that time period, we were building out the framework and acquiring customers, which included some big names, Meredith Corporation, Monster.com, New York City Housing Authority. And being a public company, it allowed us to do some acquisitions. Right, so we identified companies that were similar in size and space to Alpha Point, but added value through modules. So we acquired a company in Minnesota that had a very good power component. So we integrated the two companies, and after a period of time, there was not much value in the merged company. So we went alone with Alpha Point, and now transitioning or moving forward 2 or 3 years, we find ourselves at a very exciting time with blockchain and what's happening in enterprise development on the blockchain. We feel that all the positive use cases we had with Asset Central are very relevant to IT asset management and software asset management to the blockchain.
So before we talk about sort of the enterprise level and the blockchain, I just want to, if I understand it correctly, because I think this is something that a lot of the companies that we service struggle with. When you went down this path to become a publicly traded company, you were going in one direction. And at some point, whether it's due to industry, whether it's acquisition, whatever it is, you had to pivot to a completely different arena. Is that the case?
That's the case.
And okay, so not always is the path that you start down where you end up.
Agreed.
Okay.
And that was the case with Alpha Point.
On you mentioned two big words that I would like, and I think those watching would like. Can you just, you know, sort of peel back some of the layers in terms of what you're doing with blockchain, and what's like the layman's version of what you're doing in terms of the enterprise software and really the goal of the company today?
Right. So I'll certainly defer to James on the technology development piece as far as enterprise software and the blockchain. And if you like, you can jump in there, and then I can take it back.
Well, yes, so James, before you sort of get deep on a tech level, can I ask sort of your background so that we sort of just get a sense of where you're coming from? Because I know that the few times that we've had a chance to sit down and just converse, 80% is way over my head from a tech standpoint, but that means nothing. So just tell us where you're coming from, and so this way we know that sort of added value is behind the scenes, and then if you don't mind talking about what you're doing on blockchain.
Sure. Initially, I got into technology. I worked for Citrix Systems. And then from there, with a group of people, started a startup, so they're back in the .com, so went through an internet startup phase. And then from there, we were acquired by Rego Corporation. And so for the past 20 years, I was working deploying software, enterprise software, for Regal Corporation for 20 years. So, and then while I was there, I got into, for the past few years, I got into blockchain, initially through mining and then through noding and different things. And then from there, I realized there was a lot of similarities between some of the technology that I was working with within blockchain and with enterprise deployments. When I thought of blockchain as a database and not just a cryptocurrency, you know, so from that I got involved with Hyperledger, which is a not-for-profit foundation under Linux, and I started working on their technology because I felt that there was a lot of applications when you looked at the blockchain as a database, that cryptocurrency was just one specific application that could be run. You know, a lot of different problems that we solved in a new way, differently. Using this database as opposed to something else.
And you just recently joined Alpha Point, right? In
yes.
the capacity of chief
yes,
technology?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what is it exactly, again, as sort of as a layman, what is it that now Alpha Point is taking this exciting buzzword of called the blockchain, mm-hmm. and what are you doing with it?
Right now we're specifically hitting the software as asset management market. Within the enterprise, large companies that have large license estates that get audited by software vendors, and it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. There's massive costs. Sometimes they say up to $20 billion of companies have to buy extra software at the end of these audits. Software is very expensive. So one of the things that blockchain adds, and one of the things that enterprise blockchain tries to bring, is where they find a severed trust relationship between two business partners.
Okay.
And in this one, you would see is software vendors and software customers, where right now it's turned to basically litigious, where they're suing and auditing and having this, you know, negative business relationship with one another. And one thing that a blockchain can do is create a shared and immutable cryptographic validatable database
right.
that's with a proven record that will establish and bridge this broken trust relationship. And that's what we're kind of focusing on right now.
Okay. Now, so clearly you're a tech guy through and through. You probably go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning thinking about technology.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something pretty interesting, that your background is in the public arena as well. Is your background a technology-oriented type of experience, or this is all sort of brand new for you?
No, it's certainly not brand new. I've been in the tech space for 30 years. I've had four software development companies, and Alpha Point being the fifth. So no, technology through and through, software through and through. Running a public company prior to Alpha Point, it showed that going through quarterly audits and annual filings, that there's a lot of issues with being compliant and working through the process with auditors and lawyers. So I knew that.
And transfer agents and Edgar agents.
Agents and...
A necessary evil, I understand.
And all that goes with it. What drew us to Alpha Point was that they had a fantastic compliance tool. And I thought, well, if this tool really works, everyone should use it as a public company. And that's how we became involved with Alpha Point.
Let me ask you this. Now, as an investor, I often, if I hear the term blockchain, you think of, especially in today's environment, and I found it interesting, James, that you said that you were doing this for 5 years or a couple of years. You know, a lot of people out there think that blockchain is just exciting, sexy new term that's been, born 6 months ago, 12 months ago. As an investor, a lot of people sort of associate the term blockchain with a lot of different startups. It seems to me, though, that your adaption of blockchain to your industry is sort of big ticket, big client, name brands, big opportunity. Is that...
That's accurate.
Okay.
I mean, we're looking at it, and when you do hear, blockchain, you associate it with cryptocurrencies or ICOs. Alpha Point is focusing absolutely 100% on the enterprise and developing the application James just discussed for big enterprises. So you have the blockchain and you have everything else that goes with and all the other buzzwords. But Alpha Point is purely focused on developing enterprise-grade applications for companies.
Interesting. Is there anything that we can expect to see over the next 12 months that you can share with us? If not, I understand, but anything on the horizon?
I think so. We've been very fortunate to have James on board, and with James brings a lot of respect, a lot of industry connections, and we will. We've been fortunate to announce a partnership, at least internally, with a very one of the largest vendors in the United States. We'll be working collaboratively with them, and more to come on that.
Okay.
And you don't have to wait 12 months.
Okay, fair enough.
Maybe 12 days.
Well, ticker symbol APPO. It sounds like a lot of exciting things on the horizon. I appreciate the time and the backdrop, and we look forward to seeing where things progress from here. So thanks for your time.
Fantastic.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks.
James.